Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. David has called in from Illinois. And I just want to mention, we are now having horrific lightning storms. It's pouring after weeks and weeks of no rain. The rain is welcome, but I may get knocked off the air. So if I do, Gwyneth and David, can you just carry on until I can phone in? Just so if you don't hear
absolutely.
Me, just...
Yep.
So I had a question for David and you, Gwyneth. Why don't we start with Gwyneth? Gwyneth, you know, fireworks are being sold all over the country. In some states, it's legal. Some states, you know, only the government can have them. Now, I can imagine that people are going to say, "I wonder what's in these things." You know, they've got a fuse, they've got some powder, and they've got a canister. And what do you think about, do you think people are going to start taking these apart and making bigger and bigger devices with the contents of them? You know, putting them in plastic,
yeah, probably.
Plastic tubes?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
And we're talking about improvised explosive devices.
Yeah, I think probably that's going to happen, actually. Yeah, I think that it is.
And that's what it's already happened in the United States. What people have done is they've taken liquids that are flammable, poured them into bottles, stuffed a rag in the end, lit the rag, and then thrown the bottle. And then what happens is when the bottle breaks, that liquid comes rushing out, and there's a big fireball. And those are called Molotov cocktails. They've been around for a long time. And it's an improvised, weapon. Now, of course, I'm not recommending it, and I'm not going to tell you how to do it. But everybody knows what I just said, so I'm not revealing any secrets. But that's already happened in the United States. It's happening, not quite on a daily basis, but it's happening in cities, and that's how these fires are starting. And some stupid people are doing, like, the dumbest. They're stuffing rags in gas tanks. And it's, like, beyond stupid. Beyond stupid. But that's what's happening. And do you see more of those kinds of things spreading throughout the world, Gwyneth and then David?
I think that it's only going to get worse and worse. I was watching a movie that was put out a number of years ago. It was called Left Behind, and it had a sequel, Left Behind 2. And it starred Kirk Cameron. And I was thinking to myself as I was watching this, actually, this was like the rapture happened and, you know, the world had to deal with it, basically. That was the plot of the movie. And I was thinking to myself, actually, what I'm seeing on the news and what I'm seeing as I, you know, go into town and all the rest of it, which I do every couple of weeks, is this movie Left Behind isn't actually so bad. You know, I go on the internet and I see what's happening in other parts of the world, and actually the movie where the rapture happens and, you know, all the good people, all the believers in Jesus Christ go away overnight, then, the world has to deal with the chaos and the rise of the Antichrist and all the rest of it. It wasn't as bad as what I was seeing, you know, when I was going on YouTube and just typing in Chaz enter the YouTube search engine and hitting the search, you know, little magnifying glass thing. So it's sort of like people have to, they have to have their head on a swivel. I know that we said that when this whole thing started, you'd better have your head on a massive swivel. If you live in any sort of urban or suburban area, the best thing for you to do is get out now, because there's really going to be no stopping this. And like I say, I've got some home decorating tips, okay? These cops and these military will not be so inclined to go and visit people's houses where there's a 6-foot-tall fence around the whole property and there's a big pet wandering around inside, like, I don't know, like a big pet Alsatian, a big pet Rottweiler or Doberman, or even just a really big pet St. Bernard or something, just any big dog. But I'll bet that they will not be willing to go inside when they got a 6-foot-high fence around the property and a big dog in there and really tall gates. I bet that all the protesters and all the government officials and the military and all that will just pass them by. And the other people that they will pass by, I can almost guarantee it, is we've got a car brand here in Australia called Holden, okay? And it's a General Motors brand. So, and they make a car called the Holden Commodore, which in Australia is really, really associated with rednecks. And I'll bet that these guys will not go to properties that are decorated with 4 or 5Holden Commodores sitting in the front yard. I'll really bet that they will not do that. You know, and maybe not even working, probably not even working Holden Commodores. If there's 4 or 5 non-working Holden Commodores parked in the front yard, or Ford Falcons, let's be fair, because we have the Ford and General Motors dichotomy here in Australia too. So if you'd rather go with Ford, then go with your Ford Falcon, okay? And I'll bet that if those sorts of properties get left alone as well, especially if there's a fence around them and if there's a couple of Staffies, which is what we call Staffordshire Terriers, in the yard, I'll bet that they get left alone as well. But I can see that the people who are not going to get left alone are the ordinary, old-fashioned Melbourne suburbanites. And I noticed something, okay, because I used to live in Brunswick. I noticed something about the postcodes that were, because you see, they're doing it by postcode. So one side of the street gets the government lockdown tyranny oppression and the other side of the street doesn't because it's in the next door postcode. That's how it goes in Melbourne. And I noticed that 3056 was getting really seriously harassed, which is where the white middle-class Aussies live, okay? And 3058, which is literally next door, because I used to live in 3058, is not getting locked down. And 3058 is inhabited by the likes of Mick Gatto. I'm pretty sure I've seen him around. I'm pretty sure he actually has a house there somewhere. Because I used to be a charity door knocker, and I'm pretty sure I knocked on Mick Gatto's door at one stage, but I can't say if I did or not. But, you know, the people who live in 3058 tend to be Italians. They tend to be involved in the underworld. Or they tend to be Greeks and be involved in the underworld, or Lebanese and be involved in the underworld. And they're great people, but you don't want to mess with them because they're likely to lose their temper. And they don't really care too much about little things like gun laws because, you know, there's this thing about gun laws, they don't apply to criminals. Criminals can get guns no matter what the police say. And the police don't really tend to harass criminals. they tend to harass regular people because regular people are just, you know, they're not so awkward and difficult to deal with, to be perfectly honest. Just from what I've seen, this is just my observation of being married to a former gangster and living in 3058, you know, and knowing the people who live there. And, you know, I just think that it's literally one side of the street is 3056 and the other side of the street is 3058. They're locking down and annoying where all the rich people, rich white Aussies live, middle class, you know, got two little dogs and all their kids in private schools and all the rest of it. And then, you know, maybe an expensive car sitting in the lane out the back or whatever, or in the garage. Yeah, but they're the ones who are getting annoyed. And I mean, there's Lebanese people who live in these areas as well, like 3056. But I think that they would be well advised just to not answer the door and to get a large dog. That's my advice. And hostile attitude when these people show up. And enough people have a hostile attitude when these people show up. I'm not talking about being violent. I'm just talking about to have a stuff you attitude is what we would call it here in Australia. You know, if enough people have a hostile attitude, then these, you know, contact tracers will soon decide that this is actually not a real comfortable job and maybe they ought to find work doing something else. You know, that's my advice. And
Dennis,
if enough people did that, then they would win. And I've soon found that they wouldn't
I
be
smile
able
when
to
I
contact them.
I smile when I think of you and David almost every day, and I'll tell you what it's about. So you've mentioned the dog breed Alsatian, and
yes.
Alsatian is the term that was used because after World War I, the Americans didn't want to buy German anything, and so nobody would have a dog named a German Shepherd. So they were called Alsatians. And I think back let's say 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, they were renamed back to German Shepherds. So a couple of them. And I have to tell you that one, and I've had German Shepherds for most of my life, from being a teenager on, you know, through right now. And I have to tell you that a German Shepherd dog is really intimidating to someone coming on the property. But two German Shepherd dogs is to 10 times as intimidating. Because what happens with me is, you know, when these guys were younger, I would go to feed them. And one would be in front of me, the other one would walk behind me. And there was no... These guys are a well-oiled machine. Two German Shepherds. And, you know, when I think of what David said... when I think of what David said about two German Shepherds... Oh, my gosh. I don't think... You know, one is bad. If you're on the wrong side of a German Shepherd, one is really terrible. But two... There's no getting away from two. You know, one cop against two German Shepherds, I think the Shepherds are going to win. David, any quick comments? We're going into a break.
They look beautiful when they lean together and they work together. They look beautiful, though, don't they?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So what I'm saying about these Alsatians, or German Shepherds, when one is in front of you, it's intimidating. But if there are two of them, what happens is they seem to have a communication system without speaking to each other. One will be in front and one will be behind. And if you turn, there's still going to be one in front and one behind. And if you turn again, there's still going to be one in front and one behind. And they know how to do it. They know how to take you down.
Yes.
Gwyneth, is that right?
If you don't handle that food, they're going to, because you're their owner, they'll probably just politely jump on you. You know?
Well, okay, last night,
yeah.
What we live, Class, you know that we live in the middle of nowhere, right? And last night, the shepherds, they sleep in the house. Well, and they sleep outside, too. I mean, it depends on what they want to do. Well, last night they happened to be inside. And we have dogs inside and outside. And they talk to each other. And, you know, one will ring the alarm, and then they all go off. Okay? Well, last night, they sleep with their ears up. It's not like they're Hollywood stars, and they've got earmuffs and eye covering on, so they don't, you know what's going on. They want to know what's going on, so they sleep with their ears perked. Last night they heard what they thought was a distress signal from the cows, and they woke us up immediately. And there were coyotes about ready to have dinner with some of our calves. And the next thing that was heard around here was gunshots. And then it all stopped. So there's an absolute purpose for all of our animals. The cats. The cats, we encourage them to go to the barn and, you know, just kind of look for food. And they find mice and they eat the mice and they bring the heads back and leave them on the, you know, on the right by the back door for us. So everybody has a job here. The cats are, you know, protect the equipment from being eaten by, you know, the wiring harnesses from being eaten by the mice. The mice finding their way into the air filter housings and eating the air filters and clogging, you know, the engines and destroying the engines. And so everybody has a job. And I think you might want to take a page out of Gwyneth's book, David's book, and our book, and consider getting some dogs that can actually be protection. And then, if you decide that you're going to have that business, that dog can be your security system. And then you can, you know, you can do what we do, and that's right off the cost of the security system. And I'm talking about the maintenance, the care, the feeding, yep, and even having the technician, you know, check up on the security system, make sure it's, you know, it's running at full performance. That would be a veterinarian, the technician. I'm serious about that. We write off the cost of the veterinarian, the medicines, the food, the trip to the veterinarian, the trip to buy the dog food, all those things. We write that off because that's our security system. And I dare the IRS to challenge me on that. And if they do, I'll make them famous. I really will.
Can I ask you a question about your dogs?
David?
Do you train your dogs with, I recommend, I've always trained my dogs not only with verbal commands, with facial as well as hand commands in case I'm speaking to somebody or in case they're far away. I had an issue where I had my two shepherds out and people, they could have went anywhere. Instead, they came right at me real fast. Well, they were about 50 yards away. Mm-hmm. By the time I gave them hand commands to stay and stay down, they didn't move and they were like 4 feet from getting to those people. And it was amazing to see the look on their faces. And I'm like, why would you do such a thing?
Yeah, I train. I do. I'm training these shepherds with hand commands, with facial movements, and vocal commands. And I've trained them so that when I call them, one's name is Mercedes. That's Mrs. Finelli's dog. And the other's Morgan. And I'll say, Mercedes, Morgan, come. And I can say it that loud, and they can be a couple hundred feet away. Their ears go up, and they come running. They race each other to get to me first, so you can get there first. And here's what I do. I give them treats, but I don't give them dog biscuits. We make bread here at the farm. And we cut it into slices, and then we cut the slices. We leave it out so it becomes hard and crispy. Then we cut it into sugar cube sizes, and I use those as treats. And they love them. And they pay attention. And so they come with hand signals. They come, and they respond properly. We'll be right back.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The ADP private payrolls report has just been released, and it shows that jobs increased in America by 2.3 million in June, which was a bit below the 2.5 million estimate from economists surveyed beforehand. But May's numbers saw a stunning revision, going from an initially reported loss of 2.76 million to a gain of over 3 million jobs. The European Union is opening its borders again today after the worst of the pandemic there, but most travelers from the U.S. are still banned. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says
each country needs to lay out its strategy and plans for dealing with this global pandemic. I believe trade, travel, and continuing to grow our business and trade relationship with the EU is crucially important.
USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
A new GPS satellite has rocketed into orbit, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
SpaceX has launched the U.S. Space Force's third next-generation navigation satellite for the Global Positioning System from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The Falcon 9 rocket, which is owned by Elon Musk, blasted into partly cloudy skies. The launch had been delayed for 15 minutes due to strong high-altitude winds that could have knocked the rocket off course.
Pay goes up today for minimum wage workers in three states and 21 cities and counties in America. Minimum wages are going up in Illinois, Nevada, and Oregon, and 21 localities, including 13 in California alone. The pay hikes are expected to be a big help to Americans working in restaurants, retail, and other low-paying jobs who have been hit hard by the state shutdowns of non-essential businesses because of the coronavirus pandemic. Target is dropping YouTuber Shane Dawson's books because of backlash over his past videos that included racist jokes and other problematic content. The retail giant announcing yesterday that it's pulling the I Hate My Selfie and It Gets Worse, a collection of essays by the author. Again, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Watch it. I need something. This could be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
Got your.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. David's with us. Gwyneth is in Australia. David is in Illinois. I have a couple interesting observations. So, in the last, I mentioned it just started storming here. In the last 30 minutes, we've had probably a little over 2 inches of rain in 30 minutes. Driveways flooded. We're not going anywhere. We're kind of locked in because of the ground not being able to absorb all this moisture. That's one thing. That's kind of an unusual phenomenon, having 2 inches of rain in half an hour, right? The lightning took us off the air, but fortunately we were on a commercial break when that happened. So it knocked down the internet, the modem router, upcycled, and when we're good. Now, it's all on UPS, but it wasn't the electricity, because it's all on an uninterruptible power system. But it was the flash of lightning that caused the internet component of the CenturyLink internet to go down. And the next thing I'd like to share with you is, I mentioned to Mrs. Finelli for days, you know, I go in the kitchen, I feel dizzy. And I go in the kitchen, I feel dizzy. And it's in the kitchen. And what is it? She said, what about these LED can lights? They're all over the kitchen. I said, how about we take them out and replace them with incandescent lights? So we have two ceiling fixtures in it. They have, one has three bulbs, one has two in the kitchen. So we took out the LED lights, put in 40-watt incandescents, of which we have a supply of. No dizziness. I'm suggesting that if you feel dizzy and you've got a lot of LED lights, that could be it. Because after we shut off the overhead lighting, the LED can retrofits, and there are a lot of them in the kitchen, that would make me dizzy. Shutting them off and replacing the lighting with just incandescent lights, no dizziness. I want you to think about that. Now, I don't have enough evidence to prove what I'm saying, but it sure looks like it. So you may want to try that in your home if you have a bunch of LED retrofit lights. And the reason is they have switch mode power supplies. They switch on and off at a high frequency. I think there really is something to this. So, if you find out that you try that experiment and you find out that you're having the same experience, I'd love it if you'd call into USA Prepares and let us know. And that number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. It doesn't have to be today. It can be any day. But I'm interested in finding out if you've experienced the same thing. And where do these lousy lights come from? All these LED lights with names like Philips and General Electric in Sylvania. Where do they come from, Gwyneth?
Yeah. China.
Yeah. Yep. And China is the country from which half of the above-ground world supply of gold has been counterfeited. Half of the world supply of gold above ground. 83 tons of gold has been fraudulently counterfeited by the Chi-Coms. So
if
they're doing that,
I'd like to see the look on their faces when the people find out that all their investments are gone.
Yeah, and so class, why would you buy anything from China? And I didn't mean to switch gears, but I'd like to do it just for another 2 minutes. So I wanted to buy, you know, I planted a whole bunch of tomato plants. Our family did. Mrs. Finelli, our children. And so we planted these tomato plants and pepper plants. And we expanded the garden. We made it 2X because we really believe that we're in a lot of trouble. I mean, all of us, from a food supply perspective as well as other perspectives. And one of the things I wanted to buy was a quality tomato mill, tomato M-I-L-L. So what is that? Well, it's a device that you put tomatoes in, and you can remove the skins with this tomato mill. It's like a food processor, but it's not a blender. What it does is it pushes with an auger the tomato pulp through a cone-shaped screen with small holes in it, and the juice will come out, but the skins don't. So I wanted to buy one. I wanted to get an electric one. And the Italians make them. And we all know that Italians are really big on tomatoes. So, and the Italians make some, there's some fabulous engineering that goes on in Italy. I mean, if it weren't for Ford cheating with the F40 car and bending the rules, Ferrari would have continued to dominate the Grand Prix. But the Ferrari is a great car in terms of racing. It's uncomfortable in terms of, you know, driving it around. Well, I wanted to buy a tomato mill made in Italy, and I couldn't find one. And I mentioned it to Joey, and Joey found one. It's on the internet, it was on eBay. And so I looked at the link he sent me. It said, country, Italy, cast iron. That's it. That's what exactly what I wanted to buy. So I bought it. And it came in. One of the boys picked it up from the UPS drop-off. Picked it up. It's in quarantine. I went to look at it. And I thought, this box looks like it's a Chinese box. You can tell a Chinese box, right? It looks like recycled cardboard. It's got the plastic straps on it, the printing. I mean, you can tell China, right? I was really heartbroken. I thought, gosh darn it, this lousy thing is made in China. So I opened up the box, and I thought, it doesn't look like cast iron to me. So I took out the magnet. We have one of these Craftsman magnets on a telescoping rod, so when we drop something under the car or in the engine compartment, we can just take this rod and fish it out. Well, I used that strong magnet on this, on the casting. It's not magnetic. It's not ferrous. It's not cast iron. It's aluminum. And it's not made in Italy. It's made in China. And nowhere on it does it say China. I was livid. And I took this guy to task. And you know what they said on this website? They said, yeah, it's the listing department. They got it wrong. Yes, you're right. It's not made in Italy. It's not cast iron. Yep, you're right. It was the listing department. And they said, we'll give you $30 back. Now, it was $240. Oh, and they said, we'll give you $30 back. So I responded. I said, I based my entire tomato crop on this. I wanted to see exactly what they would do. I don't want this thing. And they sent me a return shipping label because I escalated it through eBay, and it's a company called WYZ, I think. So you'll see it on Amazon. Go to Amazon, you look up tomato mill or tomato machine, electric tomato machine, you'll see it. It's got a black motor. They say cast iron. They say Italy. It's not. It's a lie. So I'm looking forward to, you know, giving them the credit they all deserve. But what I'm saying is they counterfeit gold. They counterfeit silver dollars. They make substandard products. They steal from American technology. You can't trust these guys. They've infected the whole world with the virus that's taking down every world's economy. They've set the world on fire. The Chinese. Don't buy Chinese stuff. Don't feed the Chinese. They've got us by the throat, though, because they make the bearings. They make the wheels. They make the axles. They make all kinds of stuff. And they go so far to cheat us that the auger, now, we made some of these in the United States. There are several companies that made these, and there were Italian companies that made these tomato mills as well. And they used a metal auger made out of cast iron. And then, to cheapen them, they made the cast iron parts out of aluminum and the auger out of aluminum. And what do the Chinese do? They make a plastic auger, and instead of making it look like it's plastic, they make it gray in color. So it looks like, in a picture, if you look at this thing on the internet, you go, oh, where? There's a cast metal auger. That's the kind we want. But it's gray plastic. Now, how do you make gray plastic? Well, sometimes you take aluminum dust and you mix it with plastic, so it has an aluminum color to it. Chinese. Try not to buy Chinese products.
As it wears, you'll get aluminum fragments in your food, which is poison.
Yeah, and that's the stuff that causes dementia. That's the stuff that causes Alzheimer's disease. Aluminum or aluminium, as it's said in Australia.
Australian, but it's the same stuff.
David, any comments about how the Chi-Coms lie, cheat, and swindle us?
When I first got into doing computer work, I would order supplies, and a lot of your supplies would come from China. And I got some defective products. And when I called and spoke to the sales, actually the director of the sales department, he's like, hey, you got to get with the program. We're just in to sell as much as we can to outdo the other companies. We don't care if they work. And this was the director of the department. I'm like, you're kidding, right?
What companies did you deal with when you bought parts?
I preferably like to do Seagate or Western Digital for hard drives. Processors, I went with Intel because AMD was one of the other companies that did not care. Mm-hmm. Their chips uh-huh. came from Malaysia. They just wanted to sell.
Well, so did Intel's. Intel's didn't come from this country either. They came from Malaysia
right.
as well.
Right, but they honored theirs because you could buy a box. You can get it a 3-year warranty with it, and they guaranteed the thing to work. Or
and they put their own
OEM.
And they put their own heatsink on it. So mm-hmm. when you bought an Intel processor, you got the Intel heatsink with it, which was big enough to do the job. Whereas with other processors like Cyrix and AMD, that was not necessarily the case.
No.
I'll tell you what I saw in the industry. I was in it as a manufacturer of computer products. You might have called this an assembler of computer products. What I found out was that in the early days, the best motherboards, also known as the main boards, came from the United States. Absolutely the best. Could not beat them. Then there was another country of origin of motherboards that was second best. And that was Japan. So the best came from the United States, the second best came from Japan. Then the United States was shoved aside, and the best came from Japan, and the second best came from Taiwan. And then the Japanese were shoved aside, and the best came from Taiwan, and the second best came from China. Now there's only China. Is that right?
Right. In China, what they did was hack the chipset, and they stole the chipset.
Right.
For the motherboards.
Right. Right. And Gresham's Law, in full force, substandard, wins the day every time, whether it be tools, money, doesn't matter. Substandard wins.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone.
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I want to thank Ron Gibson, my dear friend in the Carolinas. He's the gentleman who takes the feed from USA Prepares, strips out the commercials, and posts it on YouTube every day. He's been doing it for years and years. I want to thank him. And yesterday I asked him if he would, in addition to doing that, if he would strip out the 11-minute monologue that I had at the beginning of the broadcast that I titled, What Went Wrong with America. Those are my thoughts. I did an 11-minute monologue at the beginning of the broadcast yesterday with Rich Sheeban. Rich Sheeban had no idea what I was going to do in terms of the content of the monologue. And it's available on YouTube on the Ron Gibson channel, What Went Wrong with America. Gwyneth, did you happen to hear that?
I think I did, yeah. I did listen to the broadcast this morning. I downloaded it before I went into town. And, yeah, I did hear that. And, you know, it's, in my humble opinion, okay, things started to go wrong with America pretty well as soon as television was introduced. You know, I think that is, even though the early shows weren't so bad, that was when the rock started to set in, you know, because people found that they could sit in their own home and just stare at a box when they could be doing something a lot more productive, and it just destroyed the work ethic, okay? And then you had all these other problems like Roe versus Wade, which led to the slaughter of, like, millions of little babies. And God can't wink at that sort of thing. Then you start losing the blessing of God, and then you're in trouble. Because, you know, a lot of people, I know that the Catholic Church teaches that the protection of God's angels is absolutely paramount, and that you should pray for God's angels to protect you every day. And I certainly pray for God's angels to protect me every day. I would advise that everybody out there ought to get on the right side with Jesus Christ, and they ought to ask God to send his angels. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray you send your angels to protect me as I go about my business today. You know? And if you pray that in the morning, you will find that your whole day goes so much better because you've got angels helping you. And people are ignoring this sort of spiritual teaching. This is the good side of Christianity. This is the good side of the church. And, you know, people, the church didn't help things because there was a whole lot of pedophilia and there was a whole lot of political scandals, political religious scandals, you know, finding out that the local priest was doing satanic ceremonies in his spare time in a lot of places, you know, and all of this sort of stuff. God can't wink at that sort of stuff. But if the local people just stand up and say, we're not putting up with this, and we are going to turn our lives over to Jesus Christ, and we're going to start living the sorts of lives that God would be happy with. And you don't need anybody to tell you what sort of life that is. Your own conscience will tell you what sort of life that is. You know, everybody knows you shouldn't steal. Everybody knows you shouldn't go chasing your neighbor's wife. Everybody knows you shouldn't go killing little babies in the womb. Nobody has to tell anybody this. Everybody knows you shouldn't be jealous of your neighbor's stuff. That's called coveting. Okay? And, you know, this is the law that's written on the human heart. Everybody knows that you ought to be good to each other and especially to your own family. And if you're
everybody
in a position where you can be good to your community, you know?
Everybody except Hollywood, where they say greed is good and a marriage can't last more than a few minutes, and multiple Hollywood actri have had many, many marriages. I mean, three, four, I mean, five. It's ridiculous. But Hollywood teaches you now that greed is good. You know, people like the Kardashian filth. Bend over every way they can possibly think of. And if they can't think of a new one, they'll invent a new way to bend over in front of the camera. It's disgusting. David, did you have a chance to, or did you hear yesterday's monologue? And if you did, what was your reaction?
Yeah, I heard it. I seen it was on there separately because I tried to get it. But like I said, my internet has been down. Matter of fact, you got me getting rain again. Thank you. you know, I see a lot of that stuff, and it, you know, I've been around a lot of older people, and they showed me what life was like back then, and we're at a day now where we're negotiating with church about what's acceptable. When do you negotiate with a church about what's acceptable if it's in the Bible? We're negotiating.
Very, very
with
good
religion.
Points, and the reason I did this was to show you the way it was, because it was a lot better then, and what has turned out has been the destruction of America, and
it's going to get worse.
Stop it! It's going to get worse. David, thank you. Gwyneth, thank you for being with us and staying up late in Australia.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.